Mail carriers for Canada Post are entering day 11 of striking, as one of the busiest shopping weeks begins. With Christmas a month away, the week leading up Black Friday is one of the busiest of the year for mail carriers and delivery services. In North Bay, postal workers will be joined this morning by members from other local unions in a march from the post office on Ferguson Street to MP Anthony Rota's constituency office on Main Street West. The event starts at 10. See, morale high with local postal workers as strike enters third week. Canada Post released a statement Monday morning, saying it is down nearly 10 million parcels since the strike began, and that the backlog is only growing. The impacts continue to be felt across the country, hitting small businesses, charities and remote communities the most, Canada Post Media Relations Representative Lisa Liu wrote. Canada Post says it was at the table with its mail carriers union, CUPW, over the weekend, but little was resolved. CUPW employees went on strike on November 15, when over 55,000 employees walked off the job. Canada Post says some of the issues are a proposed 7-day-a-week delivery service the company would like to start, disagreements over hiring support cleaning staff full-time, and potential changes to pay and benefits for new employees. On Monday, CUPW released a statement that Canada Post has begun laying off striking employees over the phone. Liu said the strike means Canada Post is essentially shut down until further notice. We've informed employees that their expired collective agreements are no longer in effect and their terms and conditions of employment have now changed, as allowed under the Canada Labour Code, Liu wrote in an email. She said the company has to adjust its operations. In Waterdown, the Canada Post Office on Main Street remains open for some services, like MoneyGram, money orders, prepaid reloadable cards and e-vouchers. All parcel and mail deliveries are on hold.